Europe by itself will never make it. provide the, not only the hardware, but the leadership.
Yes, sir.
You see, the leader that if the United States, as rich and strong as it is, cannot provide the leadership to balance the continent's threat, there is nobody else. So we have got to, we've got to stand there. Or the others, they're already achieved. All of them, but the British are the best, of course. They're basically what they wanted. He was a fine ball. And looks outward rather than inward. But the British have horrible economic problems. And also, let's face it, the best of their leadership was killed off in World War I, World War II. As distinguished from the Germans, who seem to grow up through leadership all the time, they don't have much left. Germans have already gone. You see, it's just one of those unfortunate accidents of history that we're here at a time when, if the United States doesn't hold in line, the others all will fold. And so we just have to hold in line.
We must be both part of the strategy.
We have to do both.
That's it.
These are and we should, as I've said to, you know, a lot of people say it's a horrible thing that we have to do this business and terror, trying to be alive and be an American. Yeah, where else would you rather live? Not simply because we're rich, but I've been to these countries like Holland and Belgium and Denmark. They're lovely countries to visit. But their young people have nothing to live for except better cheese or what have you.
Yes, sir.
Now, in fact, a nation, if you look over the history of nations, and when nations have nothing to live for except their own internal, better clothes, housing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, those nations end up soft and weak, and eventually they die. But a nation, an individual has got to live for something other than.
Yes, sir.
And that's the unfortunate thing about America today. Sure, this war was tough. All wars tough. And Maine and the burden of arms is tough. But wouldn't we rather be a nation that is respected in the world? That when we know that what we do as a people can affect the future of the world for generations to come. Isn't that a lot better than growing up in Uruguay, where it doesn't make a damn bit of difference what you do? That's the difference you see.
Yes, sir. Boy, and of course, underlying this, Mr. President, the idea that anything that's worthwhile doing is always difficult.
Yes,
there's no easy way. You understand that more clearly than I do. And of course, we must extend. I hope we have a mission, continue to have a mission of extending what we call Western democracy across the world. We are terribly concerned, for example, where we were in prison, what was happening down in South America.
We haven't
wanted to do South America.
No.
We think that the communist methods are so patently obvious, and we think that defenses can be drawn up against them that doesn't necessarily include military response, although we understand and believe in the business that you must speak from a position of strength. But we feel to a man, those of us who have discussed this seriously, having dealt with the enemy, that the communist message is so very simple, and it is so easy to compete with, and it simply is land reform, better medical care and education. And that is the thrust of the company's message, and I think we can.
Well, we ought to beat their pants off on that.
We should,
because we can provide those three things, plus a degree of freedom, not complete freedom. Just take Brazil as an example. Many people complain when we had Medici up here, President of Brazil, because they said, well, Brazil doesn't have a constitutional democracy like ours. Well, isn't that too bad? But Brazil can't have one like ours because the Brazilians need a strong leader.
You know, right, sir.
They're doing pretty well.
Yeah.
They're doing pretty well. And Medici is making a great stride. The Brazilian economy is moving forward. And he is going forward with land reform and a few of these other things.
because they have contact with us. They're about to go back and say, my God, you have to be better. And I think they're going to want more of this world's goods, and they're going to want to turn away from this. I mean, I'm not Pollyannish on it, because deep down, a communist has a mission. I mean, he's taught that. I mean, the communists are easy to cut. But as far as the Russian people are concerned, they're a damn fine people. I mean, they're good. I mean, they're strong, vigorous people. The Chinese are among the most sophisticated people. Or you go to Chinese any place, you can run into a place before walking in a bank or whatever they want to call it. Now, over a period of time, I can't help but believe that the contact, the more contact we can have with the communist world, the more chance there is that it'll have a leavening effect. Mm-hmm. This is going to happen in 10 years, but it'll happen in 25, maybe 50, and that's good enough. Because if we can just keep from world blowing up in that period of time, then there will be a gradual change. That's what I see in the way. A change on the perimeters. But the other side of the coin is, what is the option? The option is for us to stand here in angry isolation.
neighbor comes in and they're waving down their windows, you know, over the roads.
So there is a communication question about it. And if I go back to Russia, which is a possibility next year, they're just waving their hands. So it's Russian. So there is a communication question about it. After this year, I'll go back next year. So if I go back, and the war is over. And if I go back to Russia, which is a possibility next year, they do turn the crowds up. They do quite something because the Russian people have a great affection for me. They still remember the Russian after this year. I'll go back next year. So if I go back, they remember what we did. They in the West Arm Rights and Arms and all that sort of impression in life. The war is over. And they do turn the crowds up. They do quite something. I should say, well, we thought you'd done a magnificent thing or quite something because the Russian people have a great affection for me. They still remember World War II. Because I've so many other communications with both the Russians and the Chinese, and we were not certain as they remember what we did. They liked comrades and arms and all that sort of impression on how you've done it. But we thought that perhaps this, we've been saddled with the people of the Black Sea and the Aquarium, then you could manage, let's say. Well, we managed to do that too, still. And we didn't know how to learn about it. Sort of, we thought you'd done it. They started to expose us to make magnificent things. Russians and Chinese, the very end, Mr. President, to a magazine called Soviet, it's probably an Eastern Europe magazine, it's an excellent one. We were not certain as to how you'd done it, but we thought that perhaps this, in English, it's in English, and it's printed out to all different languages, and then they also gave us one called Chinese. We've been saddled with the Vietnamese aquarium, and then you could manage to do that too. The same type, it looks like a really polished version of life. And of course the stuff, the photography is still, and we didn't know how to learn about it. Sort of an oblique way, they do it rather well. They don't take the Russians particularly don't take the US head on them. They address all sort of exposes at the very end, Mr. President, to a magazine called Both the Major Issues in Oblique Ways. The Chinese are a little more direct and a little more revolutionary in their aspects. The Soviet, it's a propaganda magazine, it's an excellent one. In English, it's in English. The Russians are a little more sophisticated. I suggest if you've never seen one of these, I can get a little copy. I start in 12 different languages. And then they also gave us one called China, the same type. It looks like a U.S. idea. Just please reserve me to what they've got because it's tremendous. I hope we have that a really polished version of life. And of course the stuff, the photography part across the way, and I suppose that we do. I'm going to talk with the people that are involved with this. I'll tell you what you do see. It's beautiful, and they do it rather well. They don't take the Russians particularly don't take and ask him when you leave the Sea Shore Rock, the U.S. Call Keel, James Kevin, and they address one very professional. James Keel, really. And Jim Keel's the head of USIO. He's a superb guy. I just want to take a look at our stuff and make certain that we're at least a professional, right? Right. Or if not better, we should get financing. Something that I asked for you to talk to this, right? I talked to him. She tell him to show him the copies. Turn on the stove. Who is that? That game. You mustn't know. You're absolutely right, too. It isn't just a game. I'm out there with the lines and see if we can get something out of it. Another place that isn't just a game. Now, if you don't, you'll get it. Yeah, because he falls to who's biggest and strongest. But he's just done a great job. And that's why it's also a question of who's smartest. I learned about the trips. Yes, sir. And the communists, they have done the best job of selling a bad case. And, of course, the guards took it. Any philosophy in the history.
Yes, sir.
The guards were a very disciplined bunch of people. And absolutely.
They have a lousy case, but they do a tremendous job
selling it. And of course, they were not high education.
They say they zero in on the problem of schools, education, and white position.
But when they had all, we didn't get into any education.
Health, everybody wants health.
How are they going to get out of Atlanta? The degree of sophistication with guards with communication.
Yes, sir.
Those three principles. Reform Medicare, patient barriers, and all that. But as far as getting an education, and of course, the only reason why they push education is the communist world, we now have quite obvious. They need their people to be able to read so that people can read their propaganda, and for that insight that we could have only gotten when they were voting that way.
Yeah.
That reason alone is a beautiful thing for them. On the one hand, they take credit for it, and some of these magazines were taking their people. On the other hand, permit their propaganda to be more effective. Truly interesting. They were done very professionally.
Actually, very good as well.
Now, in terms of medical care, sir, this is the God's honest truth. These people, what they call doctors, are what we would. I just want to take a look at our stuff and make certain that we're at least a professional, right? All medical form. And they dress them in, these gentlemen, this could probably have. They would probably have different better because they call each other. I don't want to still lose that. Bring your toenails. And, but they're dressed in that game. You mustn't know. You're actually in a white coat and they have a stethoscope and they have a white hat. You're right, too.
It isn't just a game in Latin America and other places.
You answer the native Vietnamese. That's the doctor. And of course, the government says it's just a game of, we didn't have any doctors here during France. There's only one doctor worthy of his name, who's biggest and strongest. But it's also a question. But now we have a doctor in each of them. Well, these are who's smartest. These folks are simple. They believe, of course. And that's the simple price.
And communists, they have done the best job of selling it.
It's that easy. And that's the kind of competition.
A bad case of any philosophy in the history.
So simple and can be defeated.
Well,
so
South Vietnam, for example, we have
yes, sir. There's absolutely.
They have a lousy case, but they do it from a building, place in schools. But this job selling doctors. And you say they zero. And this shoe's got this land and the toilet program.
Yes, sir.
No,
they're doing pretty well.
Okay.
The problem schools, education, that's the stuff. And guys could travel.
He might be traveling, you know, these guys are always traveling around.
Oh, yes, sir.
They would probably ease around. I'll set this up. Are you here just to
have difficulty trimming your toenails?
But they're great.
No, sir, we have some residual stuff that we have to, bring to the JCS.
Are you dressed in
a white
yes.
coat, a 39-10 stager, to have a stethoscope and a white hat. We entered the Navy on the 16th, and then we returned for some more work, residual of the Vietnamese work, and we will be here till the evening. That's the doctor. Let's see, I guess it'll be till the evening. Of course, once the government says we need to deal with many doctors here.
They
have worked with the government. Yes, in France, there's only one doctor worthy of being.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess the name, but now we have a doctor in each of them. Well, these folks are talking here to Colonel Flynn, you know, General Flynn, you know, the top diplomat and man of our return prisoner. We believe, of course, in war. You probably that's the simple price, and it's that easy. And that's all. He has some very interesting observations and things with regard to competition and rugby instrument. The magazine is so simple and can be defeated.
Well,
so
South Vietnam, for example, the things that they gave them when they were there, one was called China, the other was called Soviet, and so they were really excellent. And we have built and placed in schools with doctors and you know, we had as a counterpart and so forth. So I was suggesting that he had a choose at his talk with you, but if you find it interesting to talk about the Tory program. And second, he were his
year. No, they look pretty well done.
Okay, that's the stuff. And I hope also we have some observations with regard to our defense, our propaganda program, particularly in Latin America, for example, America. That's the kind of message. And basically, what his research gets through. Because we know where they use those views are that the communists, the East Radio of Communication, the communist line of view, there is free propaganda. That they the ubiquitous education, land reform, and health, and eats all Vietnamese villages. It's a loudspeaker in that radio place today, and that's the kind of game they're playing. Explains how important that is, for example, in our Vietnamese refugees, also in the region of the Latin America, that. He, of course, has studied it. If we did something like that in South America, I know that there's a tremendous value to it. Also sees it as a place of potential, part-time is propaganda, of course, a potential opportunity for us. So I think if you look where you can, through television, where they're used to really conduct class to the village children, I'm going to have to. Let me suggest that you call him. Let me tell you for this second. You got to teach the national language and you make them let the government come on with as strong as they want to concern you. Are you here, John?
Fine.
Where did he call you?
I'm sorry, I'm
where you call him and I put him into contact.
Yes, sir.
He will give you a call. Call Jim at USIA. There were principles they want to expound. But it's so easy. And I do enjoy it about you. I find it extremely interesting and pick your brain about what they did. Keo, please. He might be traveling. You know, these guys are always traveling around.
Oh, yes, sir.
But if he's around, I'll set this up. Are you here just today?
No, sir. We have some residual stuff that we have to bring to the JCS.
Are you in? You're in the city. You're
yes, sir. 9-10 stager until the 16th, and then we return for some more work, residual work, and we will be here till the. Let's see, I guess.
he would be glad to come over and talk to you, and maybe you might want to get him some of your calls. Yes, he would be glad to come over and talk to you, and maybe let him give you a feel. You might want to get him some of your from as he said, he's sort of been like being at the bottom of the cellar for 7.5 years, but you do a lot of thinking on your calls, and let him give you a feel.
Organization and the regulation, and it involves people who have absolutely
They are going to, I'm not a member of the SIR, of course, but you will honor it for yourself. The man that is in charge of this organization told me that he was going to send you an invitation to it. It's going to be sent out on the 23rd or the 24th of August. And if you receive this invitation, and if you look favorably towards it, they did inline something very simple for you, a dinner, and no demand upon your time or anything else. They asked me to mention it to you, but I discharged that responsibility.
So I've got an option for busy schedule.
I'll check it.
All right, let's see what
you will be receiving.
Good.
Well, you know, I'm glad I'm not sure you ever told me you know what it was.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
They are going to, I'm not a